Welcome to the Subscribe to Change recording of the online ACMC Revisited training, teaching you the art of meta-coaching.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Femke.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I am very, very tired.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been a very intense 2 weeks and just very sad and so it's been tough picking up work again, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, it's understandable, of course.
Yeah.
Take all the power you have.
Yeah, well, it was just also very unexpected. It's like this, because it just went so fast. So, meantime, Kristen, we've been joined by Larissa and Kimberly and Dawn. So that is awesome that we've got some more people on the call. So hi,
everyone. Hi, guys. Hello. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Okay, I love this. The holidays and vacations are over and everyone's back. Much better. Okay, so welcome everyone. So tonight in the start, I wanted to start with answering a few questions because Larissa sent me a question about the matrix model, and so I thought I would answer her question in the group because I think that would be valuable for everyone. And then, so we're going to take a little bit of time to basically just answer some questions. And then, since it's the four of us, or the four of you, what I'd like to do is to do coaching sessions. I'll put you in breakout groups in groups of two, and then I will listen in on both of the groups and provide some feedback in between. So we'll do 20-minute coaching sessions, and that gives us some time for feedback in between, and then another coaching session and some more feedback. But let's start, and I'd like to start with Larissa, your question. Mm-hmm. What was the question that you wanted to ask me?
I wanted to ask about metrics. How you know that when you're in the coaching session, that these matrix questions is the better to ask? Not other type of things, but about matrix. So okay. How do you know that it's better on this conversation to use this?
Okay. So mostly I use the matrix as a diagnostic tool. So it's really interesting to kind of know what matrix is this in. So you've got, with regards to the content matrices, sometimes it's just very specific about what someone believes about themselves or what someone believes about their abilities. And so that's when once you ask a few meta questions and that comes up, then you can start following them into their matrix. So what do you believe in this? So if, for example, if someone says, well, I just don't believe I can do it. Okay, so then you kind of, that's very clearly into the power matrix. So then you can follow your client in there and kind of go, like, just ask some meta questions around that. And it's also a good check to see afterwards if that has shifted. So has something shifted inside of that matrix? So I mostly do that when it's really obvious, when it really like stands out with one of the matrices. And actually today I was thinking it's interesting because we always look for what is holding this in place. So if someone is in a certain state, so we want to know the state, which is part of the matrix, but that state is supported by meanings, and then there's also that difference between meaning and intention. So what is knowing what someone's intention is with the strategy that they have, that can actually really help you kind of, because it's so high at such a high level, that'll help you get your client outside of their matrix. Once you find that, then you're very close to the core. So you want to know, okay, so this is how all of those meanings are held in place. So this is your strategy. And then, so the way that you're doing this, what is your intention? What are you trying to achieve with this? And so let me explain a little bit of based on it, because I don't have any other good examples. I use an example of my own. So this year I really worked on an issue that I had with I believed that no one would ever want me. And so I knew that I had that belief for like a very long time. So like I knew all of the meanings, but I just, for some reason, couldn't step out of that. And then, so I asked myself, okay, because all of us know that you can always step outside of your matrix by asking a meta question. So I asked myself a meta question. How do I know that this is true? And so then I knew that that was true because that happened to the most important person in my life. He left me. My dad died when I was 9. So in a nine-year-old mind, I kind of thought, oh, he doesn't want me. And so if the most important person in my life doesn't want me, then no one wants me. So that was my belief that was running in the back of my mind, and I had like a specific strategy that kept coming up. And so figuring out the intention in this was really powerful, because all of a sudden I knew, this is why I'm doing this strategy. I'm trying to kind of like find this one important person, most important person in my life, so that I'm wanted by that one most important person, and then everyone will want me. So it's very, while that intention makes sense inside of my matrix, it's kind of like a flawed intention. It doesn't actually work. And so that's where you can just use it as a diagnostic tool. It also helps you knowing that every strategy has a specific intention and it's held in place by all of your meanings. Then you can just ask about that. You can kind of figure out, so what are you, with this strategy, what are you trying to solve? What is your intention with it? In Michael's book on the Matrix, there's actually a story that kind of goes through all of the matrices. So the state, the meaning, and the intention, and that also clarifies it really well, like how valuable it is to figure even just those three out, and then you can start playing with the content matrices. So it's just a way of detecting patterns, of detecting, you know, what is going on here, so that you can feed that back. Is this about yourself? Is this about your abilities? you know, might be in relation to others. And then you know, then you also know, you know, you get closer to the core of the issue. Did that answer your question, Larissa?
Yes. You said that it was three things that Michael Howe want to clarify. It was meanings, intention, and
state. So that's the state. Those are the process matrices, and then you have the content matrices. And in his book, The Matrix, actually, I'm about to put that on Kindle this week. He just sent it to me. So that's a really valuable book to read. And it starts off with the story of a coaching conversation that he had. And from that, he explains the different matrices. So so you can just use it as a mapping tool, as a modeling tool of how has someone mapped out their reality, and where is the leverage point for change?
Yes.
Do you have any other questions about that?
No, not yet. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, any other questions? And you can just press one on your keypad because I muted everyone. So if you have any questions around coaching, any of the models. Okay, Kristen?
First of all, thank you for this fantastic explanation.
Okay, you're welcome.
My question is actually a practical one, because when you're publishing on Kindle, is that for reading on the computer?
Yes.
So yes. If I want to have the book or PDF files, I have to go other places to buy the book on Amazon or something.
Yeah, you can go to Amazon and then you can choose the Kindle edition, and so then you can just have access to it anywhere. And so for me, that's just been very valuable because I travel so much. But I also know that more and more people just want to bring along their Kindle or their iPad or their computer and just have all of their books handy. So I'm in the process of uploading all of Michael's books or the books that we have on Kindle.
Yeah, but it's not possible to make a hard copy from there, I noticed. Or do you know any way to make a print?
Oh, from Kindle?
No. So it's only for reading on the screen.
Yeah, I think nowadays you can copy paste, but that's like very labor intensive.
Yeah, actually, if I want a special page or something, I don't think you can copy paste either. You know, I tried today, but it seems like it's only
okay.
Reading.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
So, any other questions? Okay. So, I don't see any hands going up. So then, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you into a breakout room. And then we're going to start the coaching sessions. It's 20 minutes, and then we'll have like a 10 to 15 minute feedback, and then we'll have another 20 minutes. So all of you get to experience coaching and practice with coaching. Let me just create the breakout group. Okay, so I'm going to put all of you on local mic. So right now you can hear each other. And I'm going to start the 20 minutes. Actually, I'm going to give it 21 minutes so that you guys have a little bit of time to chat. So I'm going to start the 21 minutes right now. So you can start coaching. Okay, so time is up. I'll give you a little bit more time to wrap up, like 20 seconds, and then I will put you back into the main room. Okay, I'm putting you back into the main room. So right now you're all back into the main room, and I would like to take some time. You're all on mute right now. So I would like to take some time first to share some, because for both of the coaching sessions, I picked out some of the things that were similar in terms of feedback and taking it to the next level. So one of the things I noticed is that you really stick with the well-formed outcome process and really sticking with the start of that and going down the funnel. So I'm really noticing that you're starting to consistently do that. I think one of the things that based on the things that I've heard, what I'd like to speak to is to ground the outcome. And so what I mean with grounding the outcome is that, so for both sessions, what the client wanted was a state. So confidence, in one conversation, and then in the other, it was also confidence and energy. And so when we start talking about a state, especially with regards to confidence, I'm kind of curious, what does the confidence mean? So I'm going to ask a clarity question around that. What specifically do you mean with confidence? And then also I want to know, how are you doing that confidence? So that's really clarifying, how are you using that word? So, and what does that mean? Are you saying things to yourself? Is this about you not believing that you can do it? So I want to figure out what specifically is this in relation to, and how is someone using that word? Even though, and specifically with when we talk about states, it's very easy to kind of think, hey, I know what you mean. And so that's one. And then also, when specifically do you need that? So if that is in a presentation, when does your sense of confidence drop? Is that when someone starts asking questions, or when people don't ask questions? When is it specifically that you experience a lower level of confidence? Or is it from the beginning? Or is it when you think about presenting? So you really want to figure out the context that you're working with. And that then you can start kind of asking around the VAK. So that's really my suggestion for both Kristen and Dawn, and for everyone really, is to really specifically and specify, okay, if you were talking about confidence, where are you at right now? How do you do confidence, or how do you know that it's not there? And then what? When specifically does that happen, so that you can start to create a movie of the specific time, the specific context, and how someone is doing that. Is that something that they say to themselves? Is that an image that they have? What is it that they're doing? What is the VAK? So that you can start to get an idea of how they're doing that. And so, Dawn, I noticed that you picked up on something early on that Larissa tried it before. And so what would have taken that to the next level is if you kind of went with that a little bit longer. So you've tried it before. So that went okay, but you would like to have it better. So what is it specifically about that you would like to have better? So that you can start to find that leverage point. And that's how you can ground it as well. So let's take that context. And then within that context, is there even a thinner slice of context, if you will? So maybe I feel confident throughout the entire presentation, but if someone asks me a difficult question, that's when I lose it. Or it starts beforehand when I think of people looking at me. And that's when it happens. So really specifying that moment is going to allow you to start asking meta questions as well to kind of uncover what's holding this in place. And then you figure out what your client really needs help with. So I'd like to keep it with that for now. So what I'd like to do first before we head into the next session is to answer some questions. Maybe you'd like to share something based on what I just shared. Please also know that because I'm just listening in on half of your conversation, there may have been things that I've missed that you did do. So let's do some questions or comments, things that you want to share. And you can press 1 on your keypad. Okay, Kristen?
I was just say how valuable this is for me, because the feedback I get now is, in terms of a couple of things, exactly the same I got last time. And this time mm-hmm. I repeat. So even doing it, I used the word wrong, but I don't actually, in lack of another word, but even making this mistake once again is valuable because, once again, I understand more. So I these sessions are so valuable for me.
Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Thank you, Kristen.
Yep.
Okay, Dawn.
So hi, mine's Dawn. Mine's more an observation. So I had taken the initial statement that Larissa had said and had mm-hmm. checked that this is what she wanted, because we kind of were exploring, you know, do you have a topic? You know, who's got the topic to start with?
Right.
And so she started giving me some information, but what I then did was I didn't go and explore that. I just started asking, you know, the well-formed outcome question straight away, rather than exploring. And so my learning then is to be more aware of what they're saying at the beginning and just to keep that in the back of my mind, that it's the very first things that they say that I need to explore more rather than later in the conversation.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Thank you for that addition, Dawn. That's very valuable. Yeah. So I think that's a really valuable addition, because a lot of the time we're so used to kind of like we're hearing something, and so we take that, and so then, okay, so that's the outcome. And so that's what the exploration questions are for, is to really get some insight in what is this really about. And so you can combine that with exploration questions and then also some specificity questions and then some meta questions to figure out, okay, what's really going on here? What is behind this? So thank you, Dawn, for that addition. Are there any other questions before we go into the next session? Okay, so I don't see any other questions. Larissa and Dawn, if you could press 1 on your keypad, then I can keep you in the same group. Okay, so Larissa, are you able to press your keypad on 1? Perfect, thank you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new breakout group or put you into breakout groups again, and then I will give you another 20 minutes. Okay, so you're in breakout groups right now, and I'm going to put you on local mic, and you can hear each other right now. And again, I'll set it on 21 minutes. So you have some time to get ready, and you can get started right now. Okay, everyone, time is up. I am going to bring you back into the main room right now. Okay, so the breakout group is dissolved. So what I've done right now is that I spent the first part with one of the groups, and then later I went to another group, to the other group. Again, the way I looked at this, because I only spent part of the time with both groups, so I'm going to miss some more things than I would generally do. But I would like to speak to the things that are in common. And then I will open for questions. So from both of the sessions, I think what I'd like to speak to is to really hear things that are being said. So for example, with Larissa and Dawn, Dawn mentioned that she had, that it was about shoulding. And so this also speaks to hearing the hearing a pattern or hearing a distortion. So shoulding is a cognitive distortion. And so she shared that, she actually shared that a couple of times. And so it's semantically loaded, but in the back of my mind, I'm also always like listening for cognitive distortions. And especially with shoulding, for a lot of people, shoulding or have to resistance comes up. And so in the case of Dawn, she spoke about that. I want to know how is she doing resistance? Because that's going to create the awareness. And once my client has awareness, then I can ask my client, okay, so right now, you experience an internal resistance when you think of X. And what you would like is for, instead of that resistance, you want to be propelled forward. And so then I have my contrast, and right now there's that shoulding. So then with that contrast, I'm going to ask, do you know what you need to do? What do you need to get out of this session in order to go from shoulding to being propelled? Because that might be clarity, it might be a decision, it might be a change conversation. I don't know that yet. But it might be any of those. If my client can say it, I'm going to explore a bit more. So what do you believe about this shoulding? Or how? Like, where does your mind go? How are you shoulding yourself? What do you believe about that? Or what are you saying? So that you can start to get more information What are the pictures that you see? So really get inside someone, internal mapping of the present state and also of the desired state. What would that feel like if you are just propelled? And how often do you want to just do that? Is that every day? Is that just twice a week? So really kind of get into the exploration mode of that and then continue to ask, what do you need to get out of this session in order to create that shift? So that would be, and that is really about picking up those things that are either repeated or whether they indicate already a cognitive distortion. That may not necessarily be what it is about, but I pick up on it, and so my antenna goes up if I hear that. And then if I hear it again, I'm going to go with it, if I'm not going to go with it the first time. So in the case of Kimberly and Kristen shared that it specifically relates to a new topic, doing a presentation about a new topic, and that creates fear. So then there's a lot of value there, because all I need to do is to kind of explore, so how do you relate to newness? What is it about this newness that creates this fear? So then in what way does it scare you? How is it scaring you? Because I want to know how is she doing her state, her present state? And then I can ask, so what is it that you want instead? So then it can be, maybe I want a new relationship with doing something new. That could be the outcome then in that case. And that's when you really kind of whittle down to the real issue. And so then it isn't so much about the presentation, it is about doing something new. So when you do something new, do you have that more often when you do something new? That might be across several topics. So this is about doing something new and you'd like a new relationship with that. So really focus on picking up and truly listening on what your client specifically is saying. And so that's also why I have in the back of my mind, what is this really about? And then I have a checklist of, there's cognitive distortions, are there patterns? And also, what is the specific context here? And that's when I start to ask all kinds of exploration questions and really detailing it. And I want to know, what is their internal mapping of the present state and the desired state? And what I mean by that is, what are they holding in the back of their mind? What are they seeing? What is the trigger? Is that something that they see in their mind? Is it when they think of something? So all of those things, so that you can figure out the gap, and together you can figure out, what is this conversation about? Is this going to be a clarity conversation? Is this going to be a decision? Is this going to be a change? Planning. So if, for example, Kristen didn't have any clarity on how she relates to newness, then she might have, or what her beliefs are around that and how she's creating this, then that might be something I want clarity around that, because then I can change it myself. So that's what I want help with. So you really want to kind of figure out, what does my client need help with? So that's the main thing that I wanted to speak to with regards to the coaching session. And then there was also something that came up, and it wasn't, and that was just a random thought of mine with regards to pseudo problems in coaching. So sometimes something Like when a client feels uncomfortable about something, that's just part of change, or that's just part of doing something new. And so you also want to test that, and it would be really valuable. What I'll do is I'll look it up and I'll send out a message on the Subscribe to Change email list on pseudo problems, so that you can, and that's also something that I keep in the back of my mind, how is this a problem? So is this a problem? Because it might just be a pseudo problem, which means that, you know, sometimes there's just discomfort in doing something, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily a problem. So I will write to that in a bit more detail and send that out to the e-group, and then you can ask me questions in the next session. Okay, so lots of talking from me. Let's do some questions or just things that you'd like to share with regards to what I have just shared. So you can press 1 on your keypad. Okay, so I don't see any hands going up. Oh, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Hi, Kimberly.
So, hey, just want to say thanks for intervening and for the feedback. And I think sometimes it seems like I get lost, or it's like, which way I would go. And I think it's, I think sometimes it gets hard because it doesn't always fall, you know, follow within the funnel, within the, you know, steps. And I think I get confused. I don't even really have a question. If I did have a question, I wouldn't know how to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, even though we have a pattern here, I guess it's just going to take more practice in order to be able to dance around and get back on track.
Yeah.
With the well outcome, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That does make a lot of sense. And so I'm not sure if you were able to listen in on, I think the Axis of Change free call that I did, but also the Reaching PCMC level free call that I did, because those two, and especially in the second one, I speak to how I have mapped it out and integrated so that I have like this template inside of my mind where I have information, like where I'm storing information, and so I can start filling out my template, and I don't really have to worry about where I'm at in the process, because I can just look at my template and see, okay, I don't have enough information here, or I don't have enough information there. And so then I can just check it off, and I can just follow my client then it becomes a dance rather than, okay, right now, like I have to go down the funnel. No, I'm just gathering information. And once I've got a gap, then I can ask the what question again. And if that isn't clear, then I can get, you know, more information around the present state or the desired state. So watching that video would be really valuable for you to kind of get some more clarity around how you can integrate that.
Okay. If the Axis of Change, it was the second one, I'm sorry.
It's the Reaching PCMC level. I'll send that out to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, any other questions? Okay, so I don't see any more questions coming up. So in that case, I would like to wrap up for today. I hope that even though I wasn't able to really specifically focus on like the entire coaching session, that you got something valuable out of it. even if it wasn't you doing the coaching session. And next week there's going to be another call, same time. And for the one that I've adapted to Hong Kong time, I'm leaving to the States on Thursday, so it's not going to be on 12:30 European time anymore. That's going to change, but I will send an update about that. Okay, so Kristen, I see you have a question.
Once again, thank you, because even if you don't listen into the whole conversation, I get so much value about your feedback to all of us.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So what I have a reflection I have now is that I think what happens when I start listening to the coachee, if I forget to ask clarity questions, I start running my own movie, and I don't see all these blinks from the words I should pick up on. So that's my awareness today.
Okay, that's awesome awareness, Kristen.
Yeah. But yeah. Actually, I was wondering, I think the system, the net meeting system, sends us reminders even though there will not be a session. So if you could just point out which day there will be a session.
Which day? So next week.
Next week, so not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Actually, yeah, I need to do that. I will send that out later this week. It's probably going to be on Sunday that I'm going to be sending that out, or if I have time tomorrow, because I'm preparing everything to go to the States, and I have a lot of other deadlines, but I do need to send that out when we start with the APG again.
Okay, so what is going to happen in the near future is next Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, thank you, Kristen.
Yep.
Okay, so Larissa, you've got a question?
Yes, I got a question. In the start of the session, she said that she wants to explore a belief about her exercises, why she didn't want to do this. So
okay.
Is it right to go down to the body level and to this resistance in the body, or it's better to explore this on the matter state? What do you believe about that? Intention or so?
So
what
so
is
first
the strategy?
Yes. So when she says, if that's like the initial thing that she says, I want to explore my beliefs around it,
yes,
then I want
yes.
to know why. Mm-hmm. Because, so that's the first, you have the what, the initial what, and then I want to know mm-hmm. why. Why is this important for her? Well, mm-hmm. what maybe comes up, which is one of her answers, is, well, because I want to have that impulse that propels me to just go walking. Okay, so that's what you want. If you could get that out of this session, this impulse that propels you, okay. So, and where you're at right now is resistance. And so then what do you need to get out of this session? And I might have to explore a little bit more around that, around the present state and the desired state. But then I can ask her, so what do you want to get out of this session that will move you, you know, that will allow you to have that impulse? Okay, well, I want to change my beliefs, or I want to have clarity on what is holding me back. So then you can just work it from there. So right now you don't have clarity.
Okay.
No, I just have this feeling in my stomach.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes. I understand. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, well, that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for being on the call. I'm so excited that people are back from their vacations and holidays, and we can be back at it in full swing. I look forward to having you on the call next week again, and I will let you all know when the APG is starting again. All right, so have a great afternoon and evening, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Subscribe to Change audio recording. With love and kindness, Femke Stute.